The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Praying with this passage yesterday, as I said, my rosary. Whenever our Lord does something really out of the ordinary, rather peculiar, something we don't find anywhere else, I think, gosh, why would he do that? Let me offer a few possible reasons why he might have done what he did today. So he takes this man off by himself, outside of the crowd. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ is the example for all humanity. And he would later say, "Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you do good, don't do it for the praise of others. Don't do it to try to get attention. Do it just because it's the right thing to do." And so our Lord himself setting the example, going apart from the crowd to work this miracle. But even more strangely, he takes his fingers and he puts them in the man's ears, and then he touches his tongue after spitting. Okay, I don't know exactly why he did that. Why might he have done that, though? God became man. And it was the most difficult thing for the Jewish people to accept. How could divinity and humanity be united? And so there are times where our Lord shows so clearly that his divinity operates in and through his humanity, that they have become united in him. And so he works his miracles through the touch of his hands. And he goes so far as to show that his saliva is the saliva of God. That everything about him is divine and human. He has a human heart, a human mind, a human tongue. That we really believe that God truly has taken flesh, and for all time, his divinity will work in and through his humanity. We receive his flesh and blood every day, the primary means by which he continues to enter into our lives. And then he looks up into the heavens and he groans. He could have healed this man totally on his own. He could have healed him with a word. He could have laid his hand on his head as they asked. But he invokes the Father to show that he and the Father are one. He does nothing apart from him so as not to cause scandal to any of the Jewish people. Now, why did our Lord answer their request? Just one thought. It says they begged him. The verbs have really been standing out to me recently. We heard the exact same verb yesterday when the woman threw herself at his feet and she begged him to set her daughter free. My brothers and sisters, I think often we do not take the posture of beggars with God. That we truly don't recognize how impoverished we are, and so we don't quite plead with him as we ought to. We should really come to him as beggars, "Lord, I can do nothing without you." And I think so oftentimes he answered his prayers because people came to him knowing their poverty, and so they begged him. And I want to close with this quote, which I read this morning in my spiritual reading. This is by a book by Fenelon, a great French mystic. He said this: "The soul that is sustained by God is not surprised at its own wretchedness." There's no surprise, "Oh my gosh, you know what? I did it again, Lord." The soul that is sustained by God isn't surprised at its own wretchedness. It knows it. It is delighted to find new proof that it can do nothing of itself, and that God must do everything. We are never in the least troubled at being poor when we know that our Father has infinite treasures that He will give us. May we ask the grace to know our poverty, and that we live in the confidence that God's treasures will always sustain us.